Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to take one short vocal phrase and turn it into a gritty, swinging, old-school D&B hook in Ableton Live 12. We're aiming for that concrete echo vibe, like the vocal was captured in a tunnel, a stairwell, or some huge warehouse space, then chopped up and woven into the rhythm of the breakbeat. And just to set expectations right away, we're not trying to make a polished pop vocal here. In jungle and old-school D&B, vocals often work more like percussion, atmosphere, and a little bit of attitude. The magic is in the chop, the delay, the space between the hits, and how the vocal answers the drums instead of fighting them. So open Ableton Live 12 and set your tempo to 174 BPM. That sits right in classic jungle territory and gives us that fast, urgent swing. If you're working with a vocal sample, load something short and simple, maybe one or two bars. If you're recording your own voice, even better. You do not need perfect singing. Spoken words, ad-libs, short phrases, breathy endings, and little pauses can actually work better for the style. Good phrases for this kind of lesson are things like come again, step inside, back it up, anything with a bit of character. Keep it short, because in this genre the vocal is strongest when it punches in and disappears fast. Think of it as a rhythmic accent layer, not a lead singer sitting on top of the track. Once your vocal is in, turn warp on so it locks to the grid. If the sample is more spoken and percussive, beat mode can keep the transients nice and sharp. If it's more melodic or loose, Complex Pro can stretch it more smoothly. The main goal is just to get it sitting tight at 174 BPM. Before we start adding effects, do some basic trimming and gain staging. This is important. Use clip gain or track volume first so the vocal is not too hot. A well-balanced vocal will behave better when you start compressing and throwing delays onto it. Clean gain staging makes the echo tail sound cleaner and keeps the mix from getting messy fast. Now duplicate the vocal clip and start cutting it into smaller pieces. Don't overdo it. In fact, start with fewer chops than you think you need. A strong single phrase, repeated with a small variation, often hits harder than a bunch of tiny edits. We want a main phrase, maybe a reply phrase, maybe one single word hit, and maybe a breath or tail at the end. A really good beginner move in Ableton is to use sliced in UMIDI track and slice by transients. That turns the vocal into playable pads or hits, almost like a drum kit. If you do that, keep the slices short, around an eighth note to a quarter note in length, and leave tiny gaps between some of the cuts. Those little gaps are part of the groove. Silence matters in jungle. Sometimes the space between the hits is what makes the vocal feel heavy. Now let's build the rhythm. If you slice the vocal to MIDI, play the chops like a pattern. If you're staying in audio, just duplicate and move the clips manually. Use a little swing if you want that old school bounce. In Ableton's groove pool, something like MPC 16 swing can work nicely, but keep the amount subtle. Around 20 to 35% is a good starting point. You want the vocal to dance around the break, not sit rigidly on the grid. Place vocal hits in the spaces after the snare, before the next kick, or just before a drum accent. That push and pull is what gives old-school D&B its swagger. If everything lines up too perfectly, it can start to feel stiff. Also, use velocity if you're working with MIDI slices. Lower velocity on some hits makes them feel ghosted and more human. That's a really nice trick for turning a vocal into something more haunted and percussive. Now we'll shape the tone using stock Ableton devices. A simple chain could be EQ8, compressor, saturator, echo, and reverb. That's a very solid beginner chain for this kind of sound. Start with EQ8. High pass the vocal somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz to clear out any low rumble. If it's muddy, dip a little around 250 to 500 Hz. And if it's biting too hard, you can gently reduce some upper mids around 2.5 to 5 kHz. The idea is to keep the vocal clear but not too sharp. Then add compressor, but don't squash it flat. We just want light control. A ratio around 2 to 1 or 4 to 1, a moderate attack, and a fairly quick release is a nice place to start. Just tame the peaks a little so the vocal sits consistently over the break. After that, add saturator for some grit and presence. A few dB of drive can make the vocal feel more worn-in and industrial. If it needs a little more edge, turn on soft clip. Just be careful not to overcook it, especially on brighter phrases, because harsh saturation can get tiring fast. Now the fun part, echo. This is where the concrete echo vibe starts to appear. Set the delay to something synced like 1/8 or 1/4 notes. Keep feedback moderate, maybe around 20 to 45%. Roll off some highs inside the delay so the repeats get darker and sit behind the main vocal. If you want a little wobble or instability, add a touch of modulation. Then put reverb after that. Keep it dark and controlled. A decay time around 1.2 to 2.8 seconds is a good starting zone, and a bit of pre-delay helps preserve the front edge of the vocal. High pass the reverb so it doesn't muddy the low end. Remember, the sub and kick need room to breathe in DNB. The vocal should live in the mids and highs, not in the bass. If you want a more flexible workflow, use return tracks. Set up one return for a short echo and another for a dark reverb. That gives you way more control over which vocal chops stay close and which ones fade into the distance. On the echo return, make the track fully wet and darken it with filtering. On the reverb return, keep the decay longer but not glossy. Think tunnel, concrete room, warehouse, not shiny pop hall. A really strong arrangement trick is to send only the last word of a phrase into heavier echo or reverb. That creates a natural tail that leads into the next bar. It's a simple move, but it sounds huge in this style. It gives you that call and response feeling without needing a lot of material. Now let's pair the vocal with the drums. Load up or program a breakbeat and keep it roomy enough for the vocal to breathe. In DNB, the vocal is often strongest when it answers the drum pattern. So instead of putting it over every beat, place it between the snare hits, after the snare, or in the little gaps the break naturally creates. If the break is busy, simplify the vocal part rather than forcing it to compete. You can also use utility on the drum bus to keep the center a bit cleaner for the vocal and its echoes. In this style, the drums already carry a lot of rhythm, so the vocal works best when it behaves almost like another percussion layer. Now we're going to turn this from a loop into an arrangement. This is where the lesson starts feeling like a real track. Automate the send levels to the echo and reverb. Automate the high pass filter if you're using auto filter. You can even automate saturator drive if you want the vocal to get rougher as the section builds. A good simple progression over 16 bars could look like this in your head. The first 4 bars are filtered and atmospheric. The next 4 bars bring in more chopped phrases. Then the drop section uses short vocal stabs between the drums, and finally the last section opens the echo and reverb up again for a transition. If you want a classic intro move, start with the vocal filtered heavily. Use auto filter and low pass it somewhere around 300 to 800 Hz, then slowly open it over several bars. That creates tension and makes the listener wait for the full beat to land. It's a very effective jungle tactic. Keep the automation small but noticeable. In DNB, the arrangement often moves through repeated energy shifts rather than huge dramatic changes. A little more echo here, a little more filter opening there, a touch more saturation later on. Those little changes keep the loop alive. Once the best vocal moment is working, resample it. Create a new audio track, set the input to resampling, and record a pass of the vocal with all the effects on it. This is a great move because it commits the vibe to audio and gives you something more finished to work with. After resampling, you can reverse one tail, pitch a section down for extra darkness, or cut a tiny new entrance from the tail and use that as a surprise hit. Jungle producers have always loved turning accidents into features, and resampling is perfect for that. Sometimes the most interesting part is hidden inside the echo tail. Now arrange it like a DNB track, not just a loop. A simple structure could be a 16-bar intro, a 16-bar drop, an 8-bar switch-up, and then a second 16-bar drop. In the intro, use filtered vocal echoes and maybe a break teaser. In the drop, let the chopped hook answer the drums. In the switch-up, push the reverb and echo a little harder so it feels like the track is opening up again. If you want to keep it extra classic, make the second drop a little different from the first. Remove one vocal hit, swap a word, or replace one chop with a reversed fragment. That tiny change helps the arrangement evolve without losing the main identity. Here's a really useful teacher tip. If the vocal feels messy, check the space between the hits before adding more effects. A lot of beginners reach for more reverb, more delay, more processing, when the real answer is often just tighter timing and better silence. The gaps are part of the groove. Also, don't ignore mono compatibility. Keep the core vocal and all low-end elements centered, and let the echoes open out more in the mids and highs. If needed, use utility to check the master in mono. That helps you catch any phase weirdness early. If you want to go darker, you can pitch the vocal down a few semitones for a more sinister warehouse feel. You can also try a subtle dirty parallel layer. Duplicate the vocal, make one copy darker and more saturated, and blend it in quietly under the main one. That adds weight without ruining clarity. One more nice variation is the reverse tail entrance. Reverse the last syllable or breath so it sucks into the next phrase. That works brilliantly before a snare fill or just before the drop. It's a classic move and it never really gets old. So to wrap up, the big idea here is simple. In old school DNB, vocals work best when they behave like rhythm, texture, and atmosphere. Use chopping, swing, echo, reverb, and automation to make one short phrase feel alive across the whole arrangement. Don't try to make it too polished. Make it gritty. Make it spatial. Make it swing. For your practice, try this. Make a 4-bar vocal phrase at 174 BPM. Cut it into a few pieces, add EQ, saturator, echo, and reverb. Then automate the echo so bars 3 and 4 feel bigger than bars 1 and 2. Resample the best version and drop it into a simple 16-bar arrangement. If you can make one phrase work as a hook, an atmosphere, and a transition cue, you're already thinking like a proper jungle arranger. All right, let's get into it and build that concrete echo vibe.